Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and it'll be right after the road to Emmaus where Jesus encounters his disciples in Jerusalem. It says, "The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have.' And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, 'These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.'" It says that they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And this passage is so beautiful because it just simply speaks to the reminder that the Christian life is. It's all about reminding me. Like, remind me what he did. Remind me what happened. Remind me what was supposed to be done, what the scriptures of the Old Testament said were going to happen. Remind me about how Jesus fulfilled all of them. Remind me that he, the promise of the Father, has already come and has already won the battle. Remind me that I am redeemed. Remind me that his hands, like God became man and his hands were pierced. And when he resurrected, he still had holes in them. He wasn't a ghost. He became flesh again. He said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you." And he just so gently reminds us that, yes, I told you all of this would happen. He says, "I've done everything that I've been called to do." And he helps us understand the scriptures. Like, what depth, what richness that scripture holds, and how it all points to Jesus, and how we today can look back and say, wow, he's awesome. I also just get so amazed at how much this gospel passage can represent the Mass. Jesus says, "Everything that was spoken to me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms." That's why we read the Old Testament. That's why we have Psalms at Mass, is to remind us of where we were and what was spoken. Like, we put ourselves back in that place, like when the Israelites were in Egypt, or when they were in exile, they're like, "When will he come? When will we be set free?" We have to put ourselves back there. And it's like, that's hard. I don't like that. I feel abandoned. But then we get to see, like, the word. He opens up the scriptures. Jesus's life opened up the scriptures. And he reminds us of what he's done and who he is. And then we get to encounter him, the flesh of God. Like, really him in the breaking of the bread. It says, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." The reality is that he's done this for us, beginning in Jerusalem, you. He's done this work in you, but his desire is to preach this to all the nations, is for everyone to know this salvation, everyone to know this story. And that is our call. As we receive him, we know him, we remember him, and then we tell that story again And I think it's so easy for us to say, like, let's live this out. Let's live the life. Sometimes we just need to tell people these words. And that can be the most scary thing sometimes. But that's our call, because we are witnesses of these things. And we're called to preach the gospel, to share the word with all people so that they too can see what he's done. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke 24. Again, my name is Anthony Schmelzer, and I bless you to receive the Holy Spirit and to preach to all nations. Have an awesome day.